This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Some time on this Wednesday, the 14th of February. Yes, it is Valentine's Day, and we'll get to that, among other things, after Jennifer brings us up to date on, so I was looking at the headline, one of the late headlines focusing on our country being under attack, say intelligence chiefs. Maybe someone will interpret what is going on in another way, but maybe there is an attachment to this. What's going on in Washington, Jennifer?
Yeah, it is Valentine's Day. Sadly, most of the trending news today isn't so great. Right now, there is some breaking news out of Fort Meade, Maryland. There's a shooting investigation underway at the NSA. That's the National Security Agency. The police there shared a tweet about a possible shooting just before 7:30 a.m. A handcuffed man could be seen sitting on the ground. Nearby, a black SUV appears to have crashed into a barrier at one of the facility's secure vehicle entry gates. Bullet holes could be seen in the vehicle's front windows. According to the NSA, the spokesperson there said that the incident is now under control. Not a lot of information yet, of course, has been released, because they always try to keep this under wraps for as long as possible. But people that live in that area know that the NSA is there. It's got large satellite dishes. It's a huge complex. There are big steel buildings rising from the tree line. Chain link fences are all around. There are posted signs that inform drivers of various exits for the NSA. So it's not like a hidden facility. It's also not the first time that an incident has been reported at the gate. Back in 2015, a 27-year-old transgender woman who went by the name Maya was killed, and a passenger was wounded when police opened fire after the pair tried to gain unauthorized entry at the NSA gate at Fort Meade. It seems that something similar has happened here this morning. It seems that a couple of people in this SUV were trying to go past these barricades and try to just blow their way past the security there, and that resulted in the shooting. So some breaking news there. Also, wish I could lighten it up a little bit, but yesterday was Mardi Gras. Today is Ash Wednesday, and apparently three people were fatally shot and several others were injured in three separate shootings in New Orleans as part of the Mardi Gras festivities. That's according to the New Orleans Police Department. The first shooting occurred in the French Quarter. It was steps away from where crowds were watching the Mardi Gras parade roll by. According to the deputy superintendent in New Orleans, one man was shot in the head and is in critical condition. Another man shot in the leg and is stable. Both were transported by emergency vehicles to the hospital. According to Noel, a group of 10 or 12 young adults had gotten into an argument before gunshots erupted, and police are now searching for suspects. So a sad end to what could have been a lot of fun for New Orleans, Mardi Gras leaving three dead. But some lighter news. Are you ready for that?
Please.
I had to give you the two horrible ones, and then now we'll lighten things up a little bit. Jimmy Kimmel has been targeted by a street artist in Los Angeles. I don't know if you saw this, but yesterday, and it picked up some traction on social media, a street artist named Sabo hung a phony street sign at the spot where Jimmy Kimmel crashed his BMW. Jimmy Kimmel found himself the butt of the joke because apparently he was at a stop sign that was a right turn only, yet Jimmy decided he could probably go left. So this comedian, or this street artist, maybe a little of both, put a sign underneath that yesterday that said, stop, right turn only, and then underneath it, this includes idiot comedians too.
Mm-hmm. Or arrogant comedians who
a little jab over at Jimmy Kimmel, who I'm sure probably didn't appreciate it too much.
Well, that's too bad. You know, he says a lot of things that other people don't appreciate very much.
You dish it, you got to take it. That's
exactly
right.
Exactly. So let's go back a little bit to the situation that is unfolding at the NSA and bring a person into focus. Remember Ahmad Khan Rahmani, known as the Chelsea bomber,
right?
Set off those devices in Manhattan. Nobody was killed. He was convicted last fall, and he was sentenced to life in prison yesterday. 30 people were injured. It was a pressure cooker bomb. Remember that?
How it multiple, thankfully, didn't it?
Yeah.
It what? Say that again, Jen?
Oh, there were multiple pressure cookers, weren't
yeah.
they, that he set out around the city?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think one was faulty and one did go off, but luckily no one was walking by. My friends lived in the building next to where one of them went off, so it just was so lucky that no one happened to be walking by the building at the time. It was like in a dumpster or something.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's these people. All right, there's one other thing that's floating around that probably is worth a mention or two, only because of the way the news media puts things into perspective that may or may not be the proper perspective. There was a flight yesterday from either Los Angeles or San Francisco. I haven't figured out which yet. United Airlines 1175 to Honolulu. The shroud that covers the engine on the right-hand side. This looks to me, although the...
Yeah, I think
seen
they were
so
on
far,
approach to,
yeah, they
to
were
San
on
Francisco.
Approach.
Yeah.
No, they were on approach to the Hawaii airport, coming maybe from San Francisco, but they were landing at the airport in Honolulu. And the cowling came off of the engine, and there was a when it came off, the engine, the plane shook, as you can imagine, and people are posting pictures of horrible, this is the most scary thing in my life. No, it isn't, but
and
yet...
Maybe for them it was.
Yeah,
my plane
yeah.
started falling apart. I might yeah. be a little dramatic.
I'm not sure whether this is a 767 or a 777. I can't tell.
Yeah, it's those dumb can Boeings.
Yeah, dumb can. Jennifer always is. She likes riding in Airbuses because they're pretty.
They're pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
I just like
because
calls them crab can Airbuses.
Right.
I just figure
cans.
I can, you know.
But Jen and I are also tall, and so to be able yeah. to actually stand up in an Airbus and not have you, you know, you're not like the Hunchback of Notre Dame trying to get out of your seat. It's a nice thing.
Well, when do you do that on a Boeing plane? When are you not able to
stand
up?
I always have
the
window seat because I love the window seat. But whenever I'm in a window seat to get up the bulkhead or what is it called, a bulkhead where you put your overhead
that's
luggage?
That's the best one. Mm-hmm.
That's the overhead bin.
The overhead bin
has
is,
extra legroom.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but the overhead bin in a regular seat if you have a window seat, it's
true. You
right
have to
above your head. Yeah,
hang upside down to get out.
Yeah. Right, and you don't have
not
to do that
every
with
plane.
Airbus.
It is the smaller planes. Yes, a 737. I think you would experience that if you were on a larger plane. And that's the problem with using these airlines. I said this. I have an ongoing conversation with some flight attendants that I see frequently on the flights between L.A. and Boston. Last night we were talking about how cheap all these airlines have become. Instead of running planes that are comfortable, 737 is a good plane for a two-hour flight. It is not a cross-country plane, but yet Americans using them, United's using them. I don't think Delta is. They're using 757 still. But the difference in the room and the comfort, as you're suggesting, is quite there's quite a difference, especially the newer 737s that have crammed in four more rows of seats, and the toilet is half as big as it used to be, and there's no prize in the regular size toilets now. It just is getting to the point where I suggest, and this is what I've started to do, every time I have something that bothers me, I send a note into the airline, and I get a response. And
really?
I think that's what people, yep, I do. I think
you
got to do that.
You're
anyway,
going
to
love Twitter then for that, because they respond fastest on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah they love because they don't want that bad publicity out there.
Yeah.
So speaking of Twitter, one of the people who was on this flight, he was sitting in a window seat, and
yep.
he was over the wing. He has a picture of the, you know, the safety card that they put in the seat back pocket.
Yeah, right.
And he's got the safety card opened up, and he's got it pushed up against the window, and you can see that the engine, like the covering on the engine has fallen off. You can see like the nuts
yeah.
and the bolts.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
And he says, I don't see anything about this in the manual. Like 1175.
Right.
I love him. I would be like probably doing some deep breathing, not taking pictures for Instagram.
Well, it just shows you that there are one of the things that is often criticized, these airlines, instead of getting the planes repaired, and they do a G on them every year. G is a general overhaul. Most of the engines are taken apart. They're examined. The planes themselves are taken apart. Seats come out, clean them, that kind of stuff. And so, but they're now sending this stuff. The unions get upset because they're sending these planes to South America to get the work done instead of having them done on the corporate premises at any of the airports or wherever they have maintenance facilities. So But yeah, I mean, I think I'd be a little upset if I saw the cowling come off the engine. Yes, yeah. So anyway, that's something that people are talking about. Valentine's Day, the holiday for lovers. It comes from the ancient Roman festival of Lupercalia. Is that Lupercalia? L-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-I-A?
Sounds
early days
right.
of Rome. This is something I didn't know before. This is the first time I've come across this information, so I'm passing it along to you. In the early days of Rome, when it was being settled, there were wild wolves who roamed the woods in what became known as Rome. The Romans called on one of their gods, Lupercus, L-U-P-E-R-C-U-S, to keep the wolves away. And so the festival held in honor of this god was celebrated February the 15th as a spring festival. The calendar was different at that time. February was not where it is now, and so springtime began in February back in that day. Remember, there were only before the Romans added Julius and Augustus to the calendar, there were only 10 months in the year. You remember that, right? Or you knew that? Before the Romans got a hold of the calendar, the original calendar was only, for to understand how the seasons worked, was only 10 months. It was January, February, March, April, May, June, September, October, November, December. Julius and Augustus Caesar modified the calendar so that they could have months named after them. You didn't know that?
Interesting. Yeah. Maybe I did know that a long time ago, but I definitely forgot it.
Anyway, so one of the customs at the time, young people even then would draw names on the eve of the festival. The boys would pick Roman girls' names. They were written on slips of paper and placed into jars, and every man drew a slip. The girl whose name was chosen had to be his sweetheart for the year.
And legend year?
Has it, yeah, for
wow.
the whole year, till the
That's
next
a commitment.
Year.
Commitment.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Especially when you only live 20 years at the
most. Yeah, back in that era, the average lifespan, you're right, it was under 40. You're right, Jennifer. Legend has it the holiday became Valentine's Day after the priest named Valentine, Father Valentine, in Rome. He was there at a time when Christianity was just being formed. Claudius II, the emperor, ordered the Roman soldiers not to marry or become engaged. Claudius believed that as a married man, his soldiers would want to stay home with their families rather than fight his wars. Valentine defied the emperor's decree and secretly married young couples on Valentine's Day. He was arrested, imprisoned, and put to death, but he started the tradition on the day before the 15th festival, which was the evening of the 14th. So that's really where this came from. Did you know that?
Hmm. Oh, that's interesting.
You're so smart. You're so wise.
Yes. Women make 75% of chocolate purchases all year long. During the days and minutes before Valentine's Day, 75% of the chocolate purchases are made by men. Over $1 billion in chocolate has been purchased this year for Valentine's Day. Man, that is a lot of...
Did you hear about the $385 chocolate bar?
No.
That should drive up those prices.
Where
yeah,
is that?
It's like, I don't know, it's aged in some casks featuring old like cognac or something. $385 And it's Ooh. Just a candy bar. It's made from these certain special cocoa trees or I don't know. It's ridiculous. Someone hands me a candy bar and says, oh, I paid $385. I'd say, get out. Get me a Three Musketeer bar.
Right, that's it. So Valentine's Day this year has seen the sale of 1 billion Valentine's Day cards around the world. This is
you
as well
as
international.
Expensive cards are?
They keep creeping up in price.
I feel like the like old crotchety woman when I'm in the grocery store looking at cards and I'm like, this card is $5. It used to be $1.
Some of them,
so
like the
bad.
Kids cards. I bought the kids Jeff's kids cards for Valentine's Day. They were like $7.99.
Oh, yeah.
They just had pop out kittens on the inside. It's ridiculous.
And the red rose, favorite flower of Venus, the goddess of love. Red stands for strong feelings, which is why the red rose is the flower of love.
Huh.
Aren't you glad you found that out? 21 after the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Who remembers the theme from this movie? It's 23 after the hour, DJV time. Doug, Victoria, and Kara with a focus on the silly movies that Leslie Nielsen was in. And let's see, who else? George Kennedy and O.J. Simpson was in all of those movies, I think. Pretty
Naked
silly
gun
stuff.
Movies, yeah.
The Naked Gun movies, yes. Meanwhile, O.J. is making news because Sacha Baron Cohen gave him $20,000 for a cameo appearance in his new movie. Cohen, certainly known for his outrageous stunts, says his hiring of Simpson was deemed inappropriate by some in the social media universe. You know what? Get over it.
But the families of Nicole Brown Simpson, of course, and Ron Goldman, they're the ones who've been the most vocal about
this.
They
should get the money. They should go get the $20,000 because he owes them $30 million. Instead of bitching about it, go get the money.
But
take
how
them
do
to
you,
court, get the $20,000 out of them.
But they already
have a judgment.
Right,
they got a judgment
already,
against him.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. So, but if they
so
haven't been
go
able
to Sacha
enforce
Baron
it,
Cohen. Well, you go to Sacha Baron Cohen or whoever it is that's funding the movie, and you get a court order to have the $20,000 come to you. That's what you do.
But if they can't get any part of the $30 million, good luck getting $20,000.
Because there isn't $30 million.
He doesn't have it.
There's no money there. No, there's nothing there. They got a judgment. Just because you get a judgment against somebody doesn't mean you're going to get any money out of them.
Right. Well, obviously,
money.
Yeah.
So
case.
Now he's got $20,000, and instead of being all over social media, come on, let's go, Ron Goldman. Go get the money. You've got a judgment
Fred.
For 33.
Ron's
Fred,
beyond.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I'm also not sure how I feel about the whole get over it thing. I mean, I think people forget because O.J. Simpson is like a pop culture icon now. I mean, what did he get in trouble for? He killed people. Even if he wasn't found guilty of it,
he
killed people.
Guilty.
So how would we feel if someone else who was, you know, a murderer was just getting movie parts and we're like, get over it.
He's paid his debt to society. He's now a free man to do what he can to make a living.
Technically, that is true, but
yes, and that's what they hang their hat on. Nobody's saying it's right or wrong. It's just that's what they'll hang their hat on. But if the Goldmans, I interviewed him once. He's about as angry a guy, and with good reason. But he just is the anger seethes out of him. There's not an ounce of forgiveness in him. Should there be? I guess that's up to individuals to kind of everybody.
We can't even begin to imagine what he's been going through. So,
well, but he put himself through a lot of that stuff too. And you wonder if the conduct had been different, would things have been different? But he has made this course. His life has been a cause celeb for his son getting justice for his son. And in this circumstance, he got $33 million award. I would, instead of wasting my time on Twitter, I'd make sure I was at the courthouse with a court order. Give me the check for $20,000. Thanks very much. That's what I'd be doing were I to be him. All right, let's get to some music news. 26 past the hour. Britney Spears is going to be honored at the 29th Annual GLAAD Media Awards. This is the largest media advocacy organization for lesbians, gays, bis, transgesters. I don't know why the queer thing is there, but anyway.
Transgesters?
What did I say? And transgenders.
Transistors? I'm up with all our own words here.
She gets the award, the Vanguard Award. Previously has been awarded Jennifer Lopez, Cher, Janet Jackson, Demi Lovato, among others. Spears has been a longtime ally of the folks who are fighting for rights. Last year, she participated in Billboard's viral love letters to the LGBTQ community, sharing the quote, "Your stories are what inspire me, bring me joy, and make me and my son strive to be better people." So she has a lot of things to her credit, helping these people out, and therefore they give her the award, the GLAAD Media Award, to Britney Spears. That's that story, and a good one. 28 minutes after the hour on the DJB Show.
In today's automotive news, Hyundai introduced a new Sonata hybrid and plug-in hybrid. It gets a new front, grille, hood, fenders, tail lamps and headlamps, and 17-inch wheels. Some cool technology is embedded in the LED lights with something they call corner dynamic bending light function, which basically means it can see around corners as you turn. Inside, it got a considerable refresh, as well as a new instrument cluster panel, center stack, and on the safety front, it comes with standard blind spot detection and newly available emergency braking. To see it, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 12 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Romance Day 34. Ooh, say that again, Doug, with a stronger voice, please. It is Valentine's Day. It's also National Donor Day. Let's figure that out. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen, the controls in our studio in Washington. This is something else that happens on the 14th of February, National Donor Day, National Organ Donor. That's not. It's not here. We're not suggesting you send us a check, although that'd be nice. You can donate to our cause here. But this is basically for, I was watching an episode of Chicago Med on the plane last night, and the one of the subplots, Victoria, was a heart transplant. A fellow had come in a car crash, and he was brain dead, so they had to get his wife to say, yep, we can use the heart for this young 17-year-old who is going to die because he has rheumatic fever. And so they got the heart out of the man who died, put it in the other, sort of that type affair, which puts people more on notice again. It's a good way to have the organ donor, and the fact that today's Organ Donor Day is a good way to get people to focus on this, because there is great use and need for organ donors. Lives of lots of people can be saved. For example, last year, 120,000 people were waiting for organ donations, and about, I think, half of those were satisfied, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. Or maybe it was 40,000. There's some number in there, but I know that there are more people who need the organs than there are organs available. So there's nothing to be harmed. There are some people, I suppose, for religious reasons, some people say, oh, I'm not going to do that. What happens to my body? What happens to your body when you're dead is if you put it in the ground, it gets eaten by bugs and worms. And if you have it cremated, it goes into the plants and serves as fertilizer, because that's what ash does. Other than that, it is of no value. Now, maybe your spiritual philosophy teaches you that you shouldn't cut your body up. I think there are certain, I think in the Jewish faith,
yes,
you're not supposed to do any of that, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, I wonder if that serves, this will be considered controversial. So let's say Jews will not give organs because it's against their religion. So what happens if your husband is Jewish and he needs a heart transplant? What does he get? He doesn't get it from another Jew, right?
Right.
Or do they not give heart transplants to Jewish people?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Thank you.
If you're that much of a conservative Jew,
do you
then,
not
yeah.
take? Will
do
you not
accept
take somebody
it?
Else's
or yeah, that's a right. great question. Don't
Thank
know.
Thank you. All right.
Who do we know who's a conservative? Do we know anybody?
Yes.
You know lots of. You have a lot of Israeli friends.
I have a lot of Jewish friends and Israeli friends.
That's a good question. You should pose to them.
I will. I'll see my Jewish lawyer this afternoon, and I'll ask him. Or I'll talk to my Jewish accountant this morning, and I'll ask him. One or the other. The Olympics are really now becoming a focal point, because we're seeing here in America some of the Americans shining, like Shaun White, one of the greatest Olympians of all time, took the gold for the third time in the snowboarding. What was there some business last year about, or previously about him and sexual harassment? Is there
somebody? Yeah, I didn't. It didn't really. It wasn't that public. I don't think it was. Certainly wasn't or highly publicized. But apparently, he just said it was gossip, and he kind of dismissed it.
Well, what was
it.
The allegation? Or do we even want to give it any credence?
I don't remember what the allegation was really.
Well, you know, so I read an article about it yesterday. I didn't hear anything about it.
Yeah.
When the actual accusation was made. I guess,
against him?
Yeah.
Or
against,
somebody else?
Against him. So he's in a band, and I guess he does most of the funding for the band. I don't know who else is in it, but he's the one.
They're terrible.
He's the one with all of the money. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think the band is very good. They're not really going anywhere. But I guess this, I don't know if it was before or just after. So he went to the Sochi Olympics and came in fourth place, was horribly disappointed because he had won gold the last 2 years and didn't place at all in the Sochi Olympics. So apparently he came back and I don't know. It was a very weird story he sent. Apparently it was had a bad relationship with the female drummer in the band, sent a lot of graphic images of some not so great stuff, some sexual stuff, and she accused him of harassing her, of sticking his hand down his pants and trying to force her to I don't know. It was not assault, but it was weird harassment. He said it's gossip. I guess she underwent a mental evaluation and then they settled out of court. I don't know. It was very
weird.
So
he put his hands down his pants or her pants?
Down his pants and then tried to make her like smell his hand or something. I don't know. All kinds of gross, not great behavior. I learned about it yesterday before watching his performance and was pretty upset about it. So I don't know how I feel about it. He says it's gossip. He said it didn't happen. He just said he did send her some pictures, but it was like all in fun. So
were they hooking up? Is that what was going on?
I don't know. I didn't see anything.
When you
about
consider
that.
How many condoms were passed around at the Olympics this year, there's lots of hooking up going on. It would seem.
This year everyone on Team USA is like 17 and under, so I'm hoping that there's not a whole lot of hooking up. There's some parents around.
You'd like to think that was the case. And is it irresponsible? As a side note, for the Olympic Committee to give people, is it responsible to acknowledge this is what goes on, or does this encourage people to have this kind of activity if you make it easy for them with lots of condoms.
Well, it certainly is encouraging safe sex, which is always the right thing to encourage. Because, you know, I don't know what the geography is of where the Olympic Village is, but you know, if there isn't a bodega open at 3 a.m, it's a good thing that they have condoms in. You know, so if someone can't make a last minute run, the alternative is certainly not safe.
The alternative. I was just looking into my eye. Just caught something here. I didn't finish my overview of celebrating on the 14th, St. Valentine's Day. What the Romans also, I was giving you the history, the background of how the Romans played into this during the early years of the Roman Empire. Romans celebrated, listen to this, they would, because back in that era, they always were sacrificing humans or goats or dogs or some other animal. So they would sacrifice on the eve of Valentine's Day. They'd go find a goat and a dog. They'd kill it, and they would strip their hides off, and then they would whip the women with their hides. People believe this made women more fertile.
Oh.
Women actually lined up to get slapped with these hides.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Gruesome. 42 minutes after the hour, in a moment, we're going to focus on your IQ, your intelligence quotient. And this is probably more for people who are good at perceiving BS. This is a primer on how to boost your BS detector. Up next here.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. No, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Ah, here it is. Nope, that's a Chinese takeout menu.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour, Victoria and I have with us Dr. Brian Boxer Walkler, who has written a book called Perceptual Intelligence. In this book, Victoria, he explores the power of perception and how to boost your BS detector. Interesting.
Love that.
That Dr. Boxer Walkler is an eye surgeon. He's been treating people's sight. And so I wonder if that gives him a sort of unique insight into how people use their real vision and the sort of the insight. I guess that power perception insight. Hi, Dr. Brian. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you all?
Well, thank you. So let's go through this book, or at least some of the theories that you have based on your time as an eye surgeon. You're setting out, there are 5 ways that you put forth to boost your BS detector. How did you learn that from working on people's eyes?
It's a great question. question, and it really actually goes back to the Olympics in 2014 when I was there to support my patient, Olympic gold medal bobsledder Stephen Holcomb, who actually I dedicated the book to, and he had an eye disease called keratoconus. I'm a specialist in that area. I developed a procedure to non-invasively treat it, and I treated him, and that's how he won gold medal at the 2010 games in Vancouver, and that's why I was there supporting him in Sochi. So when I was there in Sochi, I observed how Vladimir Putin was really manipulating the world's perception of himself compared to what I was really seeing Putin was doing. And I saw this disconnect between perception and then reality, and that's what got me writing.
So wow. You basically in here work, if people say to themselves, I can't believe that. I can't believe what I'm seeing. Is your eye or are your eyes playing tricks on you?
A lot of times, as a matter of fact, it's your brain playing tricks on you. People think it's, oh, my eyes are playing tricks on me, because we process so much information through our brain, and that's why the term perceptual intelligence, I define it as how we interpret our experiences to separate fantasy from reality. And when you can do that really well, it's a learned type of intelligence like most other types of skills. It's like having that built-in BS detector in your head. Mm-hmm. And so that allows you to make better, smarter decisions in your life, essentially, so you can have what you want, whether it's better job, better relationships, better sex. There's a big chapter on sex. More success and more happiness.
So is this, in the era of fake news, a way, am I stretching this too far? Or as we talk about fake news, I was thinking of using the BS detector when it came to relationships as Valentine's Day and how do you know whether the person in your life is giving you a load or not. But then could we extend that to all this discussion of fake news?
You definitely can. When you peel the onion skins away, why people make decisions and have opinions, most of the time it's because of emotional states or emotions. So when you talk about politics on either side of the aisle, people have strong emotions, which is why they say at dinner parties don't talk about politics and religion, because people feel so passionately about them.
Mm-hmm.
But when people have a certain opinion, they gravitate towards a certain type of news, right? A certain type of outlet. And so that's a bias, though. So when people recognize that their emotions are causing a bias, that helps them, even though they might be leaning one way or the other, that can help them detect if they are really following something because of emotions, or allow them to have the critical thinking skills to be able to say, that may not be right, let me check it out, even though it may sound good. But you still want to ultimately know the truth, because when you can arrive at the truth with good critical thinking skills, then you open the door to make great decisions in your life. And that
so
can
give
you a lot of money in your health.
I'm going to give you a quick example. The other day I posted on my Facebook page something that I reposted from another site about ABC News employees not being allowed to wear a flag in their lapel. And because I don't like the news media in general, I tend to repost things that are negative about them. And it turned out that that story was not true. It was something, if you believe Snopes, and a lot of people do, it didn't prove to be true, at least according to Snopes. But yet I was pushed into doing it in my own mind because I don't like the news media. Is that an example of me not having used my BS detector well enough?
It really is, Doug, and I have to say kudos for you to being honest with that and explaining that, because that's a great example of how people can use that lead to have those skills, develop the critical thinking skills, which the book really walks people through. And the book's available everywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, everywhere books are sold, and it helps people do exactly what you sort of recognized after the fact of making the mistake, but how to get better at it.
I was encouraged by another party. Perceptual Intelligence, Dr. Brian Boxler-Walkler. It is available, as he said, on Amazon and everywhere books are sold.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The hour. Time for Movie Moments with Chuck Curry here on the DJV show. The move is to Super Duperman. This was the theme from the first Superman movie. Was it not, Chuck, back in the 70s?
Yes. 1978. One of the great themes of all time. And it's interesting because that really is the first movie that started the superhero trend. Superman, directed by Richard Donner back in 1978, the casting of Marlon Brando as Jor-El. I think he got like $5 million, which was an enormous sum.
During 2 days'
like,
work or something.
He only had like 10 minutes of screen time.
Yeah,
they
right.
cast Gene Hackman as Lex Luthor. And then they were debating on who to cast as Superman at the time. And a lot of the big names were bantied about, like Robert Redford. He even talked about James Caan, Nick Nolte, and Muhammad Ali to play Superman. But better senses prevailed. Richard Donner went with a known Christopher Reeve, who is the one and only, the greatest Superman of all time.
Oh, no, no.
Really?
Wait, just a second. George Reeves was Superman in the TV show of the 50s.
He was good.
All right. Okay.
Was he better than Christopher Reeve in your opinion? No, no, no.
Well, it depends on how you play it. He played it. He was. Yeah. It was kind of.
He was good, though. I'll give you that. He was very good. Yeah. Very good. But anyway, the reason we discuss Superman and the theme is because Black Panther opens tomorrow night, and the tracking is a whopping $165 million opening four-day President's Day weekend, which would be a new record for that time period. Superhero trend, you know, a lot of people always speak to me about. Some people say they love it. Some people tell me they're tired of superhero movies. But it is a trend that is here to stay, and it's not going away anytime. Mm-hmm.
I saw the first Iron Man, and I thought it was okay, and then I haven't seen any of those, because when they put them all together, it seems so trite. But I am interested in this movie for a couple of reasons, not the least of which is I quite like the actor who's playing the Black Panther. He played Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, Chad Nicholson. He's a good actor, a really good actor.
Yeah, right. So it'll be interesting to see how that shapes
up.
We'll
talk. Here's the interesting part. Superman 2 was a great movie, and then Warner Brothers botched it when they made a very mediocre Superman 3 with Richard Pryor and a terrible Superman 4. That killed the superhero genre. It took 11 years for the studio to get it back on track when they hired Tim Burton to do Batman in 89, which was a big hit. And then, as you said, Marvel did Iron Man with Robert Downey Jr. in 2008, and that really just opened the floodgate to what they're doing. And they've been very, very successful, Marvel, at making really some great superhero films. Well done, well directed, a lot of talent involved. And like I said, this trend is really the mainstay in Hollywood right now.
All right. We'll talk about my reaction and basic public perception of 1517 to Paris right after this.
I'm a squeaky toy, and I've got one job, getting chomped on by this little ankle sniffer. So pardon me for feeling inept compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, while I'm getting slobbered on, Geico is creating cool technology like their mobile app, which lets people pay their bills or file a claim. Plus, Geico is the fastest-growing auto insurer for the last 10 years. Is it too much for me to ask for one more feature? Fast and friendly claim service like Geico, maybe? Oh, great. I'm getting buried again.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
All right, so Chucker, 1517 to Paris. Clint Eastwood produced it, directed it. The story of the three people, servicemen, who Americans were on their way from Amsterdam to Paris, and they foiled a terrorist attack. I didn't really like it that much. I want to like those kinds of movies. That's why I go to those kinds of movies.
Let's just emphasize, the real-life people played themselves.
Yeah.
So did that bother you? Is that the big crux of the problem?
I don't know. It's just slow, and it seemed pedantic, and they overdid their early childhood, and there was a little too much Christian stuff for my taste in it. But I thought the most moving part of it was the end, the real footage.
Yeah, that was
the real award. I thought that was
great.
You
know, it's interesting. It's very polarizing. Obviously, critics are not kind. They're saying it's mediocre would be an understatement. But I think the public is sort of mixed. I'm on the side that I actually liked it, and I thought the experiment of casting these real-life actors, for me, I enjoyed the journey, so I sort of liked it. You didn't.
Yeah. Okay, well, there you go. That's what makes a horse race, or that's why there are 54 flavors of ice.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.